Shalom, everybody. Parshas Bechukosai describes the great blessings that Hashem will bring to Bnei Yisrael when we listen to Him, Emir Tzashem, and Chas V'Shalom, the great punishments that will come if we do not listen to Him. One of the special brachos that Hashem describes is in Perek Chaf Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'nasati mishkani b'sochechem. Hashem says, I will place my tent among you, v'lo sigal nafshi eschem, and my soul will not abhor you, won't be disgusted by you. The first part of this bracha seems easier to understand. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says that v'nasati mishkani b'sochechem means that Hashem promises that He will dwell in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a very beautiful thing that Hashem is giving us and something that we daven for every single day. But what does the second part of the pasuk mean? V'lo sigal nafshi eschem. Hashem says that my soul will not abhor you. But these psukim are in the brachos section of our parsha. This is when we are following Hashem's ways. These words are still under the category of the first pasuk of our parsha. Im bechukosai teilechu ve'es mitzvosai tishmru v'asisam osam. If you follow my ways, says Hashem, I will bless you. These are the things that Hashem will do to us and for us if we listen to Him. So why does the Torah say, V'lo sigal nafshi eschem? Of course Hashem won't abhor us when we listen to Him. This question is asked by Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986. It's in the Sefer Kol Ram. Kol Ram is a collection of Divrei Torah of Rav Moshe. Ram stands for Rav Moshe. A similar idea, but it's not identical, is printed in Rav Moshe's Sefer on the Chumash Drash Moshe, but I will be summarizing the idea as it is printed in the Sefer Kol Ram. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, it is true that this pasuk and this bracha refer to people who are following Hashem and the Torah, but there are some people who do mitzvos and who keep the whole Torah, but they keep the Torah because it's a chiyuv to keep the Torah. They view it as an obligation, but they don't do it besimcha, with any sense of joy or happiness. That's exactly what the Torah says in the other tochacha, in the other rebuke in the Torah, in Parshas Kisavo, in Sefer Devarim, Perek Chav Ches Pasuk Mem Zayin. The Torah there says that one of the reasons that curses come upon us, chas v'shalom, is because tachas asher lo avadta es Hashem Elokecha besimcha. Of course, serving Hashem like that is still special. And these people like that will, of course, receive wonderful reward for what they do. But Rav Moshe says that Hashem will reward them in the same way that they serve Him. Like a chiyuv, it's Hashem's obligation, so to speak, but He's not happy to do that, as it were. It's like someone who has a debt to pay. That person will repay the debt. They must repay the debt, but they're not happy about repaying the debt. That's the way some people serve Hashem, and that's the way He rewards them. That kind of situation, when a person serves Hashem like he or she has an obligation to pay back, that makes it seem like serving Hashem is unsavory or unpleasant, chas v'shalom. However, if someone serves Hashem completely and fully, with simcha, with happiness, eagerly, enthusiastically, then Hashem says, V'lo sigal nafshi eschem, I won't abhor you. It will not be unsavory. It will not be unpleasant. I will repay you, says Hashem, the same way you serve me, with simcha and in a savory and pleasant manner. Rav Moshe offers another explanation or perspective on the pasuk of V'lo sigal nafshi eschem. He says again, a person can serve Hashem completely, but they may serve Hashem in such a way that they do not grow through these mitzvos. They don't develop through these mitzvos. They do not view shmiras ha-mitzvos as a vehicle to develop on a day-to-day basis. They don't view shmiras ha-mitzvos as a way to improve our connection and relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to His people and to each other and to ourselves. Mitzvos to them have become a habit. It's what they do, but it's not what they are. In that case, again, they'll receive a nice reward, but Hashem will reward them by rote as well. However, im bechukosai teilechu ve'es mitzvosai tishmru v'asisem osam, if you follow Hashem's Torah completely, in other words, in a way that it becomes a part of them and in a way that the mitzvos are vehicles for growth, then, says Hashem, V'lo sigal nafshi eschem. I, says Hashem, will repay you in a way that is not distasteful. Your observance of Torah and mitzvos help you grow. And I, says Hashem, will make sure your reward grows as well. Have an amazing day, everyone!